raining be by my house. It keeps blowing around my house. I don't know what's going on. A lot of people are getting some good rain, but I think they need to pray that it just goes a little bit towards the Antoine area, a little northwest Houston. But it's a blessing to be here tonight. It's a blessing. Paul McCormick, would you open us in prayer tonight? Yes. Amen. We're going to be in Psalms 61. Psalm 61. And hold your finger there because we're going to go to Psalm 62. And then we're going to jump over to Psalm 63. It's the Psalms that David wrote together. And it was when he was out in the wilderness. But we'll just start off with Psalm 61. Would you please stand, please? Psalm 61, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 4. 1 through 4. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Psalm 62, we're going to just read the first two verses. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. In Psalm 63, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. Thank you. Psalm 61, David's really asking for protection and assurance. And that's why he's out in the wilderness. In 62, he's praying. He has that hope in Christ that we all long for sometimes, is that hope of turning to him in our time of need. And God is in control. That's why he's praying to David. In Psalm 63, it's about God's presence, his provision, his protection, and the joy of his fellowship. Now, in our Christian living, we go, well, this is the joy that David had. So as a Christian, what should I do? How should I act? How should I respond? And the word that we could really use is, what is my Christian responsibilities towards God and what he's done in my life? David had nothing but joy, hope in his protection, guidance, and everything else. And the same thing in our lives. We need that. We pray for that hope, protection, or rain. But we turn to him in time of need. And David was struggling out there. He was by himself. He was getting away. He was getting away from the trouble he was facing. And he was out there by himself. But God was also that fellowship he had in God, that he had in praying to him. And our responsibilities, we have a few responsibilities that we have as Christians and why we turn to God. One is having faith in God. Two is knowing God and remembering God. Three, we turn to him because We want to magnify him, just as David did. Just magnify him for what he's doing in our lives. 4, loving God. 5, obeying God. 6, communicating with God. And 7, pursuing God. And 8, enjoying God. As a Christian, these are the responsibilities we have in turning to him in time of need or whatever we face, good times or in bad. It's the responsibilities that we have is to honor the God, the one true and living God that we have. Now, today's focus, tonight's focus, is prayer. And number 6, I mentioned communicating with God, and we communicate him mostly in prayer. We communicate with God a lot of times because we want to grow. We want to grow closer to him. We want to build that relationship with him. And like, let me give you an example. When we want to build a relationship, I'm going to pick on our visitor today. I don't go, hey, how you doing? That's not building a good relationship. I don't know him, so what kind of relationship would I build? Now, if I shook his hand and said, hey, man, glad to have you tonight. Glad that, I seen your truck out there. What do you do? Get to know him. Be more than have a handshake. And after service, how about dinner. I'm sorry. Having dinner tonight. That's the way God wants us to approach him. And when we approach him that way, we build that relationship. We build that confidence. We build that hope all in him. So we pray to him. There's elements of prayer. Pray for him in adoration and communion. We pray for him for confession, for the sins we have in our lives. We pray for intercession. Intercession is for the people we're praying for or praying with. And petition is conviction of our sin or deliverance from our sin and for help. We pray for submission. We submit ourselves to God, the only one and true God. We pray for thanksgiving. We pray for him for answered prayer, for our jobs, for our family, and everything that he gives us. And we also pray for the reasons of elements of prayer, and especially in the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, you'll see that in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Now, since prayer is so important, y'all gonna help me tonight. We're going to see. What I'm going to do, I'm going to mention some things, and you say pray. When I point to you, you say pray. Now, we're going to do this about 20 times, but I want the first time and the last time to sound just the same. I don't want y'all to start fading out on me. By the time we get to the 15th time, pray. I want y'all to be loud and respond to this. So, when I point to you, you say pray.
Pray.
According to God's will.
Pray.
In corporate worship.
Pray.
In faith.
Pray.
In the name of Christ.
Pray.
In personal mediation, meditation.
Pray.
In righteousness.
Pray.
In truth. That's an important word. Pray in truth.
Pray.
Through the Spirit's intercession.
Pray.
With a clear mind and self-control.
Pray.
According to good works.
Pray.
With fasting.
Pray.
With the fear of God.
Pray.
With fervency and depth and in feeling.
Pray.
For forgiveness of others.
Pray.
With humility, confession of sin, and penitence.
Pray.
For the love of God.
Pray.
In obedience to God.
Pray.
With perseverance.
Pray.
With sincerity of heart. With wise and appropriate words.
Pray.
That's it. Thank you. Thanks for the help, guys. I like the one with wise and appropriate words. You want to say, God, I kind of messed up. I did this and that. And, just help me. Now, that's not being wise. And that's not being confident in your words to pray. We pray for, things in particular. God, forgive me the way I try to. While I was driving today, I cut that person off. Pray with those particular needs and those particular sins we have in our lives. You've got to be wise and have appropriate words for that. Motives for prayer. Sometimes, why do we pray? Why do we turn to God and ask Him for help? I mean, what motivates us? We get motivated because God, we know that God's going to hear our prayers. He knows we're going to hear our prayers. So, I mean, if we didn't know that, who do we turn to? But we know He will hear our prayers. We pray to Him because it's our Christian duty. God wants us to pray. He wants us to build that relationship. He just don't want to hear us part-time on certain times. He wants to always be there. He wants to hear what our needs are. Motives, sometimes we want to have confidence. We have that confidence that He will hear our prayers when we pray for Him. And we another motive, we desire the things of God. We want to be more like Him. That's our motive. God, I want to be more like You. Please help me in my life. We pray for desire the things of God. And another motive, for certainty and personal access to God. We know that He's there. He's our protector. He's our guidance. We're helping in whatever needs we have. Well, we know there's the prayers are answered. It's either yes, no, wait, or it may be different that we're asking for. So when we pray, we just got to pray in confidence that He hears our prayers, but we got to be patient sometimes and stand back. When we pray, you know, I'll give you another good example is, Lord, thank You. I want some rain today, but at work I had some problems with a coworker. Help me with that. Amen. And stop. Sometimes we need to say, help me with that coworker, and take a minute to listen if God's trying to tell you something. Sometimes we just need that quiet time with Him. Because how is He going to tell us how He's going to help us if we don't listen and take the time out for it to listen? Times of prayer. We could pray day or night. It doesn't matter what time of day. We pray at mealtimes, in times of need. We pray in times to rejoice. We pray on special occasions. But when we pray, we need to pray always. We need to pray constantly, and we need to pray regularly. Just like, you know, God just don't want to hear us pray, you know, come in here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday service only. We should continually always be in prayer. And myself, too, I pray at work. I pray when I'm in the elevator. I pray when I'm driving. The prayers don't have to be those long prayers. Sometimes all you need to say sometimes, God, help me through this traffic. I'm getting stressed out. Just help me. You don't need to be a lengthy prayer, because He knows when you pray, He's looking at your heart and the words you use and the confidence you have. And He knows that how much confidence you have and how much hope you have in coming to Him. And so He knows that. So, you know, we always got to pray regularly and always to Him. Postures, gestures in prayer. We could pray with our hands up. We could pray looking up. We could pray with our hands folded and looking down. We could pray standing up. We could pray sitting down. We could pray kneeling down. A lot of people go, well, I want to pray, but I ain't got no place to kneel. Well, you don't have to do that. He'll take your prayer wherever you're at, sitting, driving a car, sitting in a doctor's office. That's what I really pray a lot when waiting for those test results. So Ron, you know, Ron's next door. I'm sure he's praying constantly for those test results right now that it comes out good. And we're all praying for that. So, you know, those prayers. And when I'm sitting down, my favorite thing is I put my head down and I look down. Some I see putting their hands up. It's nothing wrong with either way. God accepts us the way we are. Amen. As long as we're praying to Him and we're talking to Him through our hearts. Occasions, places, could pray everywhere. It doesn't matter. Like I said, you know, we could be praying in a car. We could be praying, you know, in traffic, you know, like I said, in traffic in our car. We could be praying the weirdest things. We could be praying in backyard wiring, mowing grass. I mean, God, thank You for, you know, this lawnmower may just, you know, cut out on me any minute. Just help me finish this yard. You know, it doesn't matter really where we pray at. Now, the value of prayer. What's the power of prayer? What's the power? Why? What do we get from it? I mean, we know we have constant confidence in Him. We have that hope turning to Him. But The power comes with assurance of God's presence. In Matthew 18:20, it talks us, with two or more gathered, he's with us. The power of prayers brings blessings from God. The power and value of prayer brings help in time of need. Power of prayer and value brings joy. A lot of times we have joy turning to him. Whatever we, sometimes we'll face, you know, something disastrous in our house, in our lives, and we turn to him. Sometimes we with joy, knowing, man, I got a God that's listening to me. He's going to help me through this. He's taking me under his wings right now. He's going to pull me through. He's going to give me that strength and courage in whatever I need. And if I can't do it, God, we could turn to you. And I know that there's other people too. Lord, thank you for giving me the pastor that I have. In times of need, I know I could turn to him too for advice sometimes when we have things in our lives. Prayer, the power of prayer and the value brings physical and spiritual healing. Now, how many miracles have we seen with the power of prayer when people are sick? I mean, we have testimonies all the time how God has cured them, protect them. And a lot of times, you know, we may pray, says, God, I ask you to take me through this stuff, and you didn't heal me like I prayed, but he healed you. Maybe it took 2 or 3 days, but he healed you. It may take a month, but he's going to heal you. But whatever his answer is to that is from God. Power and value of prayer sometimes brings us understanding. It brings us understanding. It also consecrates all of God's creation. I mean, we look around us, we look in the heavens and everything that he's created. We see the power that God has, and we know that one powerful God, there's nothing that's impossible with God through his power. He is powerful and effective. And another thing of value of prayer, it pleases God. Just like it shook the man's hair or visitor today. It's just that it pleases. I'm sure he probably said, man, nobody talking to me. But if you go up there and talk and say hi, it makes him feel good. Same way with God. God's the same way. He's joyous when we pray to him, when we turn to him in times of need. He wants to hear that from us. But he wants to hear those special things, not just, hey, God, help me today. No, pray, God, help me at work today, especially with that one coworker. The power and value of prayer strengthens us against temptation. And when we face temptation in our lives, that's where we turn to God and say, God, just like with the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. You know, protect us during temptation. That's what prayer does when we turn to him. He will not put us more than we can handle. So, you know, I want y'all to say pray so many times, because it needs to get in our mind, in our head, and then apply in our hearts in our daily lives. We need to do that ourselves during our daily walk. I need to pray for this. I need to pray for that. I got to pray for this. I got to pray for work. I got to pray for the weather. That's why I want to pray so much, because that's the way we should have the attitudes in our life. And that's, again, that's our responsibility as a Christian, is have that fellowship and communicate with God. He wants to hear it. So here's another thing in Matthew 21:22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. It's believing that we receive. It's not, well, I pray, but man, I just don't know what's going to happen. Well, if you don't have that confidence and trust and hope in him, he knows it's not coming from your heart. So there's also times where God will turn his head and say, you know what? That's not the way I want to hear it. But he does hear us sometimes. In James 4:2, I like this one. You do not have because you do not ask. Now, if you never pray for things, do we just sit back and just expect things to happen? A lot of times we have to turn to him. And if we don't ask him for it, sometimes God's waiting for us. God just blesses us with those answers. He loves us so much. He just can't wait. Says, Ronnie, man, I just can't wait to help you with that coworker. But why have you turned to me? Are you trying to do it on your own? Are you living with that I attitude in your life? So that's again, too, that's why we need to always pray and pray in our daily lives from the time we wake up. When I wake up, I got the Lord's Prayer right beside my bed on the wall. As soon as I sit up, there it is, you know, eye level. And it always reminds me, start off in prayer. Start the day off in prayer. And when you go to bed at night, when you look at that wall, you see the Lord's Prayer. So I end the day with prayer. So that's why our prayer lives should be, and our responsibilities as Christians in our walk daily. And again, too, there's things that hinders our prayers when we have sin in our lives, when we, you know, don't have the right attitude. Sometimes God turns his head away for us. He hears, but he says, you know what, get your life straight. That's why a lot of times in our blessing, when I say grace, Lord, bless this meal we're about to receive. Forgive me where I failed you. Pray this in your name. He wants to hear us too. I don't want my prayer hindered by not having that unconfessed sin in our lives. So again, thank you. And it's a blessing doing this. So I'm going to close in prayer. And then we're going to have an invitation. And then we're going to have prayer requests. Lord, just thank you for this day. Lord, just thank you for all the blessings that I can't count them all. But one day I'll know that all the things you helped me through in life, Lord, and strengthen my prayer time, Lord. Sometimes I get too busy in my life and just things happen and I may just set you aside sometimes, but don't let that happen to me, Lord. Just make my prayer lives grow more towards you, because, Lord, that's all it's about, is just staying focused on you and to be more like you in my life, Lord. Again, too, this prayer time is not for me only. We pray for others, too, and in time of need, Lord, and we turn to others. And this corporate worship we have, we're here together all, and this is a praying church, Lord. This is one of our values that we brought up in our church, Lord, that this church is a praying church. So, Lord, just thank you for this church. Thank you for our pastor, Lord. We pray this in your name. The invitation I want to ask is, if you haven't asked God in your life, some may be here and going to this church for years. They've never asked God in their life. Sometimes they just, oh, man, I'm embarrassing because I think everybody thinks I'm saved, but I'm really not. But they think I am because I'm going to church all the time. I'd just be too embarrassed to ask God in my life right now. Not in front of everybody. Well, you don't have to do it in front of everybody. Sometimes after service or get with the deacons and get with them and say, hey, you know what? I haven't gave my life to Christ like I should have. I've been waiting and waiting, putting it off. But you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You never know what kind of accident we're going to get into. We hear about car wrecks all the time. We hear about those awful, awful shootings that's going on around, you know, world today. But, you know, we're glad that we have a praying church. I just wish we had a praying nation. And I just really wish we had that. So if you haven't gave your life to Christ, meet one of the deacons or me after service. Prayer requests.